Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, you're being reminded that your S01 monthly statutory deductions for June 2018 is due July 16, 2018. Be on time and you can benefit from the employment tax credit. To qualify, eligible persons must file and pay their monthly statutory payroll deductions S01 on time. Such employers may claim the total amount of payroll statutory contributions for education tax, NHT, NIS, and HART, that is, both the employee and employer portions, restricted to 30% of income tax liability for that year of assessment. So you see, it pays to be compliant. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you how to register a death that has occurred under questionable circumstances. Deaths that occur under questionable circumstances include sudden death, violent death, or accidental death. A sudden death occurs when someone who was not known to be ill or under the care of a doctor unexpectedly dies. Sudden deaths include deaths occurring within 24 hours of a surgical operation, death on arrival, or within 24 hours of admission to hospital. As its name suggests, a violent death occurs under violent circumstances, and accidental deaths result from unintentional circumstances. Violent or accidental deaths can be labeled as homicide, suicide, accident, or undetermined. Acting Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Manager at the Registrar General's Department, RGD, Camille Bufford, says the police must be notified and a post-mortem conducted before a death under questionable circumstances can be registered.
For the death under questionable circumstances, usually we would require what is called a post-mortem report, certificate of coroner, which is a Form B, or a coroner certificate of finding of injury, which is the Form E. For these deaths, what will happen is that the police would get involved. The death would be reported to the police, and the police would do their investigation. They would do what is called a postmortem, and from that postmortem, they would issue a burial order to the family.
The burial order issued by the police in this instance is different from the burial order issued by the RGD. The postmortem report then goes to the coroner for further investigation, and at that point, the death is classified, for example, as a homicide, suicide, accident, sudden death, or undetermined. From the coroner's report, relatives may be issued with a Form D which indicates that no further investigation is required and the death can be registered.
If it is that an inquest is being held, say the coroner believes that the death is intentional, so they are going to refer it now for inquest to be held, we could still go ahead. There are cases where discretion is used by the coroner to submit the Form D for registration to take place. However, the registration would take place and the inquest would also continue. At the end of the inquest, if there are any changes in the determination that was given by the coroner from the Form D, we would get what is called a Form E, and this would be used to update our record.
Acting Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Manager at the Registrar General's Department, RGD, Camille Bufford. Persons registering the death must provide the registrar with the personal particulars of the deceased, including name, age at last birthday, usual occupation, address, parish of birth, and birth certificate of the deceased. Deaths can be registered by relatives present at the time of death or in attendance during the last illness, persons present at the time of death or living in the house where the death occurred, and persons causing the body to be buried or cremated. Any relative residing in the same district can also register the death. The laws of Jamaica require that all deaths be registered after 5 days and within 12 months. If a death is not registered within 12 months, permission of the Registrar General is needed to conduct a late registration of death. Registration within the stipulated time of 5 days after the death and within 12 months is $200, and for registration outside of the 12-month period, $300 is charged. For more information on death registration, visit the Registrar General Department's website at rgd.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.